Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. For he shall rescue the poor when they cry out, and the afflicted when they have no one to help them. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous deeds. And blessed forever be God's glorious name. May the whole earth be filled with God's glory. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. There's a wonderful Advent quote by Meister Eckhart. You might know it. And it stirs our imaginations and with some of its poignant images. The quote is this: "We are all meant to be mothers of God. But what good is it to me if this eternal birth of the divine Son takes place unceasingly, but doesn't take place within me? And what good is it to me if Mary is full of grace, if I am not also full of grace? What good is it to me for the Creator to give birth to the Son, if I also do not give birth to him in my time and my culture? This, then, is the fullness of time, when the Son of God is begotten in us." Meister Eckhart questions that he asks us encourages us to see ourselves and not only Bethlehem as the true birthplace of God. That's a pretty amazing image and a startling way of thinking of ourselves, because he names each of us mothers of God, women and men, single and married. Each of us is chosen to give birth, to make God real in our culture and in our time. We don't usually think of ourselves in that way. Our lives often seem too small, and our problems and the issues we face every day sometimes feel a bit overwhelming, especially as we look around the world at this Advent time. Psalm 72 offers us a challenging vision, especially if we were to read more of the psalm. And it's a vision we've heard all the way through Advent. But life doesn't seem to work that way, the fullness of justice in our time. It doesn't seem to work that way in our lives, nor was it in Jesus' life, the times of the prophet, or even the times of the psalmist. And so we wonder, when we pray this psalm, are we just being naive and deluding ourselves? Or do we pray this psalm as a prayer of hope, a prayer that realizes the not yet of our lives, while at the same time we remember and trust in the promise that God has made to us, a promise that describes a very different kind of kingdom than the ones that we see in the different nations of our world? For sure, there is a struggle between what we see in the world and God's intention for the world to be healed, mended, reconciled, and peaceful. And Meister Eckhart reminds us that we are meant to birth God's vision in our world through our good deeds. The vision of Psalm 72 places before us is not just a wish, but it's a promise from God. It's not an arbitrary vision, but a reality that continues to grow each day as we translate God's promise into our daily choices. It's a broad vision that the psalmist offers us, and it affects every part of our lives, whether we're talking about politics, religion, family life, our care, or our careless actions towards our environment. This vision is ultimately connected with our daily choices. God doesn't show God's power in flashy ways. Jesus wasn't born in a palace. He doesn't rule by fear or brute force. Rather, his power is more subtle and convincing, because his power can change our hearts. God has the power to soften our hard edges so we will lean on compassion. God can make us and tenacious in our choices, so that even when we don't see immediate results, we can continue doing what we're doing for the common good, because we're convinced it's the right thing to do. Psalm 72 is not some far-off vision, but rather it's a prayer of confidence that God's vision is already being fulfilled. Or, as Meister Eckhart said, through our good works, God is begotten in us, and this is the fullness of time. God's promise is being fulfilled now through our lives, because with God there is no past, no future, only now. There's a true story about Archbishop Desmond Tutu that helps us understand what Advent hope means. It was during the time when apartheid was still in power in South Africa. It was also a time when Nelson Mandela was still in prison. But Archbishop Tutu was in Washington, D.C. one day, and he stood outside the South African embassy on the sidewalk outside of the gates, and he raised his fist in that sign of victory that the South Africans used, and he shouted out these words. He said, "Those of you inside, are you listening? Can you hear me? You have been defeated. Do you understand? You have already lost. It's not we shall win. It's we've already won. God is on our side because God is on the side of justice. We know the future." That's what it means to be Advent people now. To stand with an eye towards the future, while at the same time being as convinced as Archbishop Tutu was that God is fulfilling God's promise of justice and peace in our world now through our good actions.